Major League Baseball's brightest stars will descend on Nationals Park tonight for the All-Star Game. The last time D.C. hosted the matchup was nearly half a century ago, back when RFK Stadium was home to the Washington Senators. In honor of the city's fifth time hosting the All-Star matchup, WAMU's arts and culture reporter Michaela LaFrac has this look at the city and the game's shared history.
Baseball has been kind to Washington, at least when it comes to hosting the All-Star Game. Only two cities, New York and Chicago, have hosted the game more times. That's even though D.C. went over three decades without a major league team.
First ball, and then it'll be play ball.
The first time D.C. hosted was back in 1937. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt threw out the first pitch. You can hear it in this original radio broadcast.
The fans here, of course, the President of the United States, is baseball fan number one. He's ready to throw it. Here it goes.
That game was at Griffith Stadium, where Howard University Hospital is now. Tickets went for around $1.65 apiece. The stadium was packed with members of the U.S. House and Senate, which both adjourned just so members could make the game. Also in the stands was a young boy named Ted Lerner. Here's his son, Mark.
He worked as an usher, really responsible for taking people to their seats. And after that, he could watch everything.
Ted would go on to become a hugely successful local real estate developer. And the Lerners are now the principal owners of the Washington Nationals. Flash forward to 1956, the next time the All-Star Game was in D.C. Two of baseball's greatest players, Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle, hit back-to-back home runs.
Mickey Mantle follows with another home run, a line shot into the front rows of the bleachers in left center.
A teenager named Phil Hochberg was working as an usher in the upper deck that day. Hochberg came back for the 1962 All-Star Game, this time as the stadium's 21-year-old announcer.
The one who introduces the players and makes announcements. It was wonderful.
And it was at a new ballpark, D.C. Stadium. President John F. Kennedy threw out the first pitch. The stadium would be renamed after his brother, Robert, after he was assassinated a few years later. Hochberg's main memory from the game is an error. Not a player's, but his own. He accidentally forgot to announce one American League player.
Elston Howard, the Yankee catcher. Here we are 56 years later, and I remember the incident.
Nationals owner Mark Lerner was there that day, too, and at the next D.C. All-Star Game in 1969. He tells me his clearest memory is of the 6'7" Senators outfielder blasting a home run.
I remember Frank Howard, the Capital Punisher, hitting one in the center field upper deck.
In the bottom of the second, Big Frank Howard cuts the lead to 3-1 with his tremendous shot in the right center.
I just talked to him on the phone a couple hours ago about that.
How's he doing?
He sounded pretty good.
Hello. Well, listen, thank you for calling. Now, what do you want to know, dear?
I wanted to know what it felt like to hit that massive home run in front of 45,000 screaming fans.
It's a thrill to be picked for any All-Star game, but especially when you're performing in front of your hometown fans.
Howard says a lot's changed since he was an All-Star. The game itself is much less competitive than it used to be. Now, it's more about connecting fans to players and advertising Major League Baseball.
With all the hype and publicity, the home run hitting contest, it's self-promotion, but it's good self-promotion.
This year, the Nationals have lots to promote. The area around the stadium is booming with development. Plus, the game's return to the nation's capital gives Major League Baseball a chance to drive home its all-American roots. Fans will be able to see the Washington Monument and the Capitol Dome from the stadium's upper decks, on the inevitable TV montages, and emblazoned on the team's uniforms. But in the end, tonight's about a ball game in a city with deep baseball roots. For WAMU, I'm Michaela LaFrac.
Well, it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.